Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks with the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. And I do apologize because I had a little technical difficulties getting opening up the radio show, so I apologize for starting it a little bit later. And today is going to be an awesome, awesome show. I already have a caller in queue, so whoever's in queue, thank you so much for being patient, because to let you know, my subject today, I will be talking about none other than the living legend himself, Don the Dragon Wilson. I don't have him as a guest today, but since I've kind of hopped on a little bit on board of the Traditions family, where I love the t-shirts, and let me tell you, I'm a woman that loves dragons, and Don Dragon Wilson is a dragon, and I will be talking about him in a little while. His t-shirts, I mean, they're really incredible. They sent me a couple of them where once I'm a little bit more in shape, I am going to be doing a photo shoot in these t-shirts, and they have dragons on them, and I'm like, oh my God, I am so in love with these t-shirts. But another thing too, since I live up in the North Pole up here, I was born and bred in Boston. I went from an extremely cold place to an even more cold place up in Maine, which I know I'm going to end up in California. I know that's where my path is going, but let me tell you, it's the North Pole up here. I've got snow mounds all the way up to my windows. I am not kidding. So I'll have to find a place that's actually indoors where I can actually take pictures in T-shirts because it's darn cold. But it feels like there's a heat wave because it's above. It's not minus degrees. I think it's maybe 10 degrees, so it's kind of like heat wave going on here. Well, anyway, I already have a call on queue, so the person's been waiting very patiently. So let me bring the caller on. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, this is going to be so awesome. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, cousin.
Hey, is this Lance?
Yeah, this is Lance.
Oh, welcome, my cousin. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. It's cold here, too. We've got another bad storm coming in. We're expecting more snow.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. It's just never ending. It's the winter, I know. It's the... Oh, yeah, what do we expect? It's East Coast, but welcome. I'm so happy you could call in for a few minutes.
Yeah, it was just convenient. I just had a few spare moments of my time, and always, always happy to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. And make sure, yeah, we got to set up Skype and stuff, and it's going to be awesome. It's wicked, wicked awesome. So, and Skype is free, so that's another positive thing.
You have to look into that. With my 2-year-old, I don't get much time on the Internet. It's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, well, 2 years old, 2 and 3, they start learning about the Internet. Pretty soon they'll be taking it over from you.
He steals my phone from me all the time. He's really smart. He's already learned his left punch from his right punch. And he's learning his left kick and right kick, but he's still working on those.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So he's already got he's already in training. Is he walking? I mean...
Yeah, he's walking and screaming and destroying things every chance he gets.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, that's what I hear. It's usually people that have children, right? They teach their kids even before they start walking about martial arts. And I'm just like, I'm just so thrilled because it just seems like within the past couple years, I'm reconnecting with some of my family. And it's just like it still hasn't really, really sinked in my head. I think yesterday it did. And I grew up loving, you know, ninjas and not really wanting to be Barbie. I'm, you know, back home in Boston, I'm sitting here, you know, when I was back home, I says, why do I like ninjas? I don't know why, just growing up and stuff. And, you know, I just didn't understand. Then I moved to Maine and, you know, reconnecting with family and stuff and finding out I have ninjas and warriors in my family. I'm going, no. It's swaying because, you know, when you want to know about yourself and people says, well, there's no reason you just like ninjas. I go, there has to be something. I know it's something. I'm connected to something. I don't know what it is. And it just, you know, I respect it in action films and stuff. And it's like, go to find out. You've done martial arts and grandma was a park ranger and she helped I think back in 1973, I think was secretary for Bitterroot. This trail thing, and she was on horses and all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm trying to ask Aunt Hazel, give me some pictures of Grandma, and it's like, I found a picture of Grandma, and, you know, her when she was little, and I was like, oh, Grandma was an adventurer, and she was on horses and stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's adventure women in my bloodline, and I did not know that. I did not know that, and I'm just so fluid, and I feel so special. Like, it explains. I feel normal since most of my life I'm going, you know, I feel so this out of place. This is, was I adopted? I mean, you know, I just don't understand. I just didn't understand, but then it's like I'm finding out about you and then about Grandma, and I met Grandma a couple times, and I think the last time I saw you, I think I was like in 10th grade, and we went to that pool or something near your house or something. I think that was the last time I seen you.
Yeah, we were just little kids back then.
Yeah. We were, like, really young. And I'm just like, that's how long ago it was, because I came for a visit. And I'm like, I think that was the very last time. That was many years ago. And I didn't know you were into martial arts. I did not know that at all.
Yeah, my mom and dad enrolled me in Junri Taekwondo, I think back when I was, oh, I don't remember, 14 or 15 years old or something like that. And then, yeah, I just kind of stuck with it over the years as I, as my influences have changed. You know, when I was back in my 20s, I really was big into ninjas too. And so I wanted to go out and I studied Japanese martial arts for a while. And I was really lucky enough to hook up with the Stephen Hayes group down in D.C. And I spent a little bit of time with the Stephen Hayes group. That was pretty fun. They're good guys.
Wow.
But yeah, lots of ninjas in the family. Uncle Warren, he's awesome.
Yeah, I almost fell off like the bed, right? Because you know how like the thing that's with Facebook, there's very positive things. I mean, there's negative things because I always say the art of communication is lost on the internet. But it's like learning. It's like you know how you can have extended family members that become part of your family, but going to find out, you know, when Uncle Lorne, which is my father's, you know, real brother, and going to find out he was in martial arts, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my uncle, and I'm seeing him sitting up on a hill, and I took his picture, and he's next to a little tree sitting up there like Buddha, and he's like meditating, and I'm going, oh my God, and I just, all this stuff is so amazing, and it's like, it's still like, I just cannot believe it. I'm just not freaking out in a bad way, but I almost want to cry because I'm so happy. It's just a freeing feeling because it's like people, I think, tried to hide this from me, didn't think it was normal and stuff like that when I was living back in Boston. It's not normal. I used to get yelled at all the time. It's like, you need to grow up and stuff like that. There's something I wanted to find out for myself. I says, whether it's bad or good, I want to find out about my family because how the heck, you know, where do I fit in? I said, I don't fit in my family anywhere. And I was like, I felt like a black sheep of the family. And so I'm sitting here going, there has to be something. So going to do my own footwork, you know, and just connecting more and more and going, then I'm finding out more and more, like you and Uncle Lorne and Grandma, and it's like trying to find other people. And it's just like, whoa. And, you know, I've seen my grandma a couple of times, and she was just this sweet woman. And, you know, for the longest time, even before she passed away, and the last time I spoke with her, she was just a very humble, just a very sweet woman. And I just, you know, it's kind of gives me, it feels good to look up to a woman in my family. And I've always looked up to men, like Jackie Chan and a lot of people, but it's like going to find out in my own family, there's women that I really do look up to. So I feel very blessed.
And it was my mom's dad, Grandpa, he was also a ranger. He established one of the first aid stations out there out in the mountains of the Rockies. And he used to train the military in winter survival tactics.
Oh, my gosh.
So once again, just a big background in our family of survivors and warriors and fighters.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. We've got to Skype, Liz. See, these are the things I want to know. And, you know, when you have time, we can set up Skype. I mean, what else? I mean, I don't know how much time. I mean, can you tell me anything else? I mean, I try to figure out things with my history, and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, I think they're half-sisters and brothers, like my father and your mom, Pat. Are they full-blooded, or are they half? Because I think my dad had a couple of dads. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all family to me. You know, I really, it really is an interesting puzzle, our family history. And I've heard stories of it, bits and pieces here and there, from my mom and my sister, and even from Uncle Lorne and Uncle Mike and Hazel. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're all family and we're all from the same bloodline, whether we have the same last names or not.
So would that be considered like my grandfather? That the guy that you were speaking of, I mean, would he kind of be considered a grandfather?
Let's see. He'd be my grandfather. I don't know what the technical relation would be. That's a little beyond me. Yeah, I'm just a simple Tai Chi player. I don't know.
So I can actually, when you'll have to message me this information so I can look them up on the internet. And I want to post about Facebook about this because I'm like, another person? He's an adventurer? I feel like Indiana Jones right now.
There's not really a lot known about Grandpa. Every now and then, like the last time Mom was at the Montana airport, she saw a photo of him at the Montana airport. And every now and then, if she goes through like the old history books of Montana, she'll come across a passage about Granddad or something like that. He eventually died out in Alaska, frostbitten. They're not sure exactly why it happened. They think the situation is a little shadowy, but it is what it is.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't like the snow. I don't know, I don't like, I mean, I'm up here in Maine, but I want to get out to the West Coast, but sitting here going, well, that would explain my hateful passion for snow. Wow.
Yeah. The snow is really hard, and it's really cold, and the snow kind of sucks, but it's a great training aid.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The last winter, I was still filming Cell Care, and, I mean, you can check that on Facebook and stuff, but we were all the other actors, the director, the camera people, we were up to our knees in snow, and we had nothing covering our arms, the other actresses and I, and it was so cold, and I'm going, I hate the snow, why am I filming this, why am I going to be, but you know, for the sake of art, I'm like, and the other actors were all sitting there going, oh, and you're trying to not have your teeth chatter, and you're trying to do your job, so we were all freezing together, so all of us were going, we ran for our coats after the scene was done, but I'm thanking God for technology and green screen. So I'm like, thank you, God, for those things.
Yeah, green screen is a wonderful technology. I think it's great for what it can do for reducing the cost of production for movies, too.
Yeah, I am very, very thankful.
I did see photos of the Valkyrie set. I saw photos of you in the cotton robes. I think you're actually doing it. You were in a single whip posture, I believe. It was a very cute photo.
Thank you. I have to. I'm trying to make sure we're promoting because I have my radio show is a great thing for me, right? Where, like I said, the art of communication is lost in the internet, and I want to make sure. You know, I'm trying to make anything I do that's related to other things. I'm trying to promote in a way to promote everybody that's involved in it because I think the way I used to promote, I was talking like it was all just my thing. So I'm trying to find correct words and explain it, you know, as promoting things, part of a film, include everybody in it. So I'm trying to make sure I'm doing it right. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to write on the internet and on the radio show. I do better, but like I said, the art of communications lost. So I try to tell everybody on my radio show, go check it out, everybody that's involved. So, you know, it doesn't seem like it's all about myself.
And,
you know,
you'll actually get a lot more support from the people around you that way. You know, I think the only reason I had the opportunity to make a friendship with Arnold Chan was because, you know, I made the fashion shows. I made the shows about everybody else. You know, they weren't about me. They were about everybody else. And I wanted to give anybody and everybody the opportunity to put themselves up on stage and try to do something for themselves, you know, and I'm thankful that that was a good opportunity for Arnold Chung, and you know, hopefully my little drop of sand in the hourglass has helped him in some way in his life.
Oh, that's so sweet, and it's just that's another weird thing because here I was, you know, I was talking about Arnold Chung, and I did a page, like I haven't worked on it lately, but something dedicated to Arnold because he's really a great martial artist. And even before, see, this is all weird connection things. I didn't even, it was like before I had you on my Facebook page and I made that page, and then you're telling me that you were like kind of training, I think, in the same dojo as Arnold. I'm like, what the heck? It's like, it's just really strange. Like, you know how you have those weird coincidence in life, and here we are, and I'm going, are you serious? You got to, like, work with Arnold Chan. And I'm just, it's just amazing.
We had a mutual friend. His name is Michael Dietrich. His brother was Richard Dietrich, who, I don't know, back in the 80s or so, was real, he had become quite popular because he was one of the first youngest black belts out in Virginia and Maryland. I think he got his black belt at the age of 5 or something like that. I had crossed paths with Michael Dietrich in the circles before doing competitions. And Michael always had beautiful form. His form was always so much better than mine. But it was through Michael Dietrich that I'd met Arnold Chan, and he'd invite me to come out to, Michael had invited me to come out to his dojo, and, you know, for maybe 6 months to a year, I'd go out to his dojo, say maybe once every couple of weeks, and go spend some time with the guys. We were really studying two different types of martial arts back then. It was, you know, martial arts is martial arts. It's all the same. It takes us all to the same place, and it does nothing but make us all better people, and I think that's what really counts. So.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm still a beginner. I think on the inside, I'm a martial artist on the inside, on the outside. it's a strange concept because this is how much I'm a spaz, because I love watching it and people perform and do it in films, and I've trained a little bit, but I don't like to fight. And it's like, people are like, well, that's how you learn. And I'm like, but I don't really want to hit anyone. And they're like, well, you gotta. Like, you know, so it's this basic stuff where I guess I don't like to be pushed to a point. I just like to be the nerdy, geeky, spazzy, happy-go-lucky Shelly, and I honestly don't like to be pushed past a point and get mad. And I guess maybe that's what we're supposed to keep learning, you know, and become a better person, because, I don't know, I kind of like, you know, the movements itself, I look like I'm having a spaz attack, I think, sometimes. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, I think my martial arts movements is a little bit jerky sometimes. It's just like really funny, but I like doing comedy, and it's just like, you've inspired me so much, Lance, and I just can't believe it, because when I saw her, I was like, your profile, and you have like one picture, and I'm like, I know sometimes people want to keep it certain things private, but it's like, I like showing it because I've been doing stuff for so long, like 10 years networking and stuff, and everybody's always showing, you know, pictures about their family, and here I'm going, this is my family, because it's like, I was like, I didn't know, can I post some pictures about you in martial arts, and say, this is where I'm getting from, because it's in my family, because some people like to keep things private, and I'm like, I don't know if I should ask him, or is it too much to ask if you have more pictures of you in martial arts, because it's not bragging, but I just feel good.
I don't really have a lot of photos of me performing. I probably have more photos of me with some of the old masters than I actually do with me in a pose or something like that. And, you know, I don't, I still think of myself as a student. You know, I did Wushu for 4 years, and I've been doing Tai Chi Chuan for nearly 5 years, and I'm really just a student, and I do teach, and I have students that I've been teaching for a couple of years, but I'm just a student myself, and I really hope that I can maintain that throughout my life, because once you stop thinking of yourself as a student, then you stop learning, you stop growing. And also, there's the whole ego bit, you know, we don't want to be over egotistical about ourselves. We want to be humble as martial artists. We don't want to walk around pretending like we're better than others or that we're an expert, because there's so many great martial artists out in the world. Who am I to compare myself towards somebody like Jackie Chan or Don the Dragon or Shouyu Liang or Master Yang Yan or Yang Junming? You know, I'm a wisp of hair compared to some of these great masters that we learn from. And I really hope to forever just be a student and be able to learn from these great masters.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's better to keep being humble, and I just you know, try to just find my way, my path, and just crossing paths with you, I almost want to cry and listen to you going, this is where I get it from. It's in my family. And I keep searching for the answers because I find teachers and stuff, and it's like being an oddball, just like an oddball. And it's like I don't feel like an oddball anymore, you know, sitting here talking to you. And, you know, what's today's subject, traditions family, where traditions family, it's around the world. And it's just a special topic today, and here you are. It, you know what I'm saying? It just relates. Where family's coming on my show today, you know, you're my cousin, and that's it's just so weird how things happen for me. It's really good. I feel very blessed right now, and I have the biggest smile on my face. And it's just, you know, it's really a blessing because people won't have these chances in life to, like, be able to connect with people. And what better way to do this than, you know, represents, you know, traditions family and then have family members being connected on a radio show. I think it's be able to share that with the world, showing true things, you know. And I haven't been able to do this to really talk about my family. And all I've been talking about for the last 10 years, like on Facebook, is films, 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 and this and this and this. And it's like I felt kind of like, I don't know, different. I almost felt like an orphan. And even though, like, I kept looking, I do have people that it's extended family, but now finding my blood relatives even more, it's kind of like, wow. And I just hope we can keep staying connected no matter what, whatever happens to Facebook or whatever, and just keep, you know, staying connected. And I'll even send you my telephone number and inbox, you know. I'll send you that in private. I don't want to see it over the air. There's some crazy people out there. And we got to set up Skype. And, you know, what's inspiration to you? Because I sit here and talk about myself. What inspires you, Lance? Because I really do want to know, because you are my cousin.
What inspires me for what?
When you get knocked down, right, you know, in life, sometimes, like, some things happen in life, right?
Uh-huh.
What, like, gets you to tell people out there, what gets you back up to help rise up? Because we all go through things in life. What helps you inside, or, I mean, how do you keep going?
I really just rely on my, I just really, really rely on Tai Chi. If I'm starting to lose my path, or if I'm starting to get lost, you know, I'll open up, like, one of my old Tai Chi philosophy books, you know, and how can I apply the philosophy of yin and yang to my life? How can I be in the moment? You know, as martial artists, we don't want to be anxious and stressed in a situation. We want to be relaxed so that we can move fluid and more natural, and so that our body can relax natural. So I guess it's kind of like following the Tao, following the Art of War, or even following the Book of Five Rings, you know. Martial arts is more than just being able to punch and kick. It's a lifestyle that we can apply to everyday living, and we kind of need to become, it helps us, that's how it helps us to become better human beings. And I really came to that conclusion when I started studying Tai Chi Kuan, that Tai Chi could actually be applied to all aspects of my life, not just my martial arts, but it could be applied to everything in my life. And so I will take the basic principles of Tai Chi Kuan. We'll just say start with number one, relax. The first principle is to relax. Well, so when I'm starting to feel anxious or upset or angry about something, I just try to go, okay, principle number one, relax. You know, principle number two, think. You know, I think that's what does it for me, is my Tai Chi, is just really following my Tai Chi principles and applying it to my everyday life instead of just applying it to when I'm practicing in the studio.
That's awesome.
We're all weird. And I've heard you several times comment about yourself, about being the black sheep in the family. And you know, one of the things we need to do is have a lot of compassion for ourselves as a human being. And to be a martial artist takes a special person. For somebody to study it their whole life, to dedicate their life to one thing, takes a special person. And that doesn't mean that you're weird. It does make us different, but it doesn't make you weird. And if you're passionate about something, there's nothing wrong with sharing it in the world. There's nothing wrong about sharing what you're passionate about. And if people don't want to hear you rant and rave about it, they don't have to listen. But you'll find out that there's lots of people that do want to hear your opinion, and we care about your opinion.
Yeah, it just seems like I'm in a better place now, and it's just like, and I understand, I think, because it was different, and it's out of the norm, but going to find out, like, it's to, like, just to have it and not even to study it, but to have a love for martial arts, you know, like the films and stuff, and just loving the people that I love that are martial artists. And it was kept telling me, like I had to hold it inside for so many years. And when I finally said, because people say, be real, right? So when I was becoming real and talking about things, they just couldn't handle it. Even ex-boyfriends and stuff, they couldn't handle it. And I'm like, you know, even wanting to do stuff on screen, you know, going through and, like, getting into fights and saying, well, it's not normal to do that, you know, to want to fight guys. I go, no, it's an art form. I don't want to do that in real life. So it was, like, it was kind of very difficult. And so it got to a point so bad where it's, like, I don't even want to live anymore. So it was kind of like, I says, what good is my life when I'm surrounded by people who can't understand what I'm doing? And then I asked the universe, I says, can you, you know, help me? I says, what am I doing that's wrong? I says, you know, can you end my life? And then just finding people like teachers and stuff that came to me. You ask the universe, and I can testify, I'm going, please send me a big brother. You know, like, you know, Jackie Kidd's brother, Samo, and Z, he came into my life, and that's what led me to, I think, finding my family. I have to give thanks where thanks is due, because with everything, with becoming part of everything, and I would have never known about, you know, connecting with Donna Dragon Wilson, the tradition family, my own family, if the universe didn't get a hold of me and connect me with great people. And it seems like the greatest people on this planet are people like yourselves, people training that are martial artists. And just, even though I'm just a baby doing this stuff where, you know, I'm in my 40s, but I'm kind of like a kid with all this stuff, because the world is really starting to open up to me. So where everybody else is at my age, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm just a baby learning. So I'm a work in progress. And, you know, I still make mistakes, and I'm like, man, what did I do? Just kick me in the butt. But feeling very blessed today, because all that is coming to me. And like I said, I just feel so happy, even sitting here on the air, you know, talking to you. I can't believe this, Lance. This is still not hitting me, even though this is live and this is happening now. My head is like a tornado, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's a blessing. It's a gift. Do you know what I'm saying? To be connected, because some people can never do that in life, and they're like, lost, and I feel like I've been found. And it's, you know, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're my cousin. I'm so honored. And if you have other pictures, I want to make a little special album on my Facebook page and put you in some pictures, if you don't mind. If I can do that, because, you know, seriously, I would like to do that, because that's what I keep asking. If you have other pictures, I'd like to put it in an album on my Facebook page. I would be so honored. I'd love it.
I really don't. I'll have to take some for you. I'll have to take some time to do some photo shoots. Yeah, I really just don't keep a lot of pictures of myself. I have a couple of pictures of me with a few of the great masters, but nothing of me in action. Yeah, I saw the video of Arnold Chan, and I just thought, wow, what a great video. That would be so cool. And but what you said about asking help for the universe, you know, we really do attract what we put out. If you want to put it under the philosophy of yin and yang, what happens on the inside happens on the outside. If you're a good person on the inside, and if you just really believe in yourself, then you're going to attract something on the outside. You're going to attract another person like you that's going to help give you that strength, and that's going to help fortify what you believe in, too.
Yeah. You're right, and I think one of my things is, I think I have a lot of, well, it's yang, right? Is that how to say it? Not the yin, but I think I have a lot of yang. And that's that's why I was like, I need the balance. I need more balance, so the balance will help me with focus. So I think what the universe has to, it doesn't have to, but I keep asking the universe, I think I'm looking for the yin. Like, you know, it's more people that have that balance, because I need a lot of help with that. I'm honestly going to be truthful and honestly, because I need more balance. And, you know, to have more people like that have more experience with it like you, it'd be great, you know, and I appreciate that, you know, I really do. And even off the air, I hope we still be able to talk, and I know you got a family and stuff, but I'd love to sit and talk and Skype with you sometime.
I'm so sorry we never got together when I was out in Boston for that year. I had no clue that you were in Boston when I was in Boston. It's such a shame we never had the chance to get together.
Well, whatever, if it was during, it probably wasn't a good time in my life. So it's kind of like, you know, I think it was for a reason, because certain things happen in a life where I'm in a better situation now. So who knows, with things that ever happen, now we're connected and hopefully, you know, I become successful in my own way. You know, we can hang out someday. that's what I'm working on. It'll be great. Maybe we can all do a little bit of a family reunion or something, you know, all meet up someday. And I'm looking forward to that, you know, and with everybody.
The next time I get to go rappel El Capitan, I'll stop off in Montana again. So maybe we can arrange a meeting for that.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said.
The next time I get to go rappel El Capitan, we'll plan another trip into Montana. Every couple of years, we try to rappel El Capitan out in Yosemite.
Uh-huh.
And every time we go, we try to stop at Montana to see Hazel and everybody out there. So I'll let you know the next time that trip happens. We'll see if we can meet up in Montana.
That would be awesome. That would be so sweet. A bunch of ninjas running around. I mean, Cousin Travis, you know, the fishing guy. Cousin Travis, the fishing guy. He wants to teach me. He wants to teach me fishing. I saw that big huge sturgeon, and he's like, he goes, "Yeah, teach me about the nunchucks." I'm going, "Oh my dear God!" I was like, "My family really is crazy."
Now, Cousin Travis has military training, so he'd probably be really big into the nunchucks.
Oh, my gosh, he's a soldier? Oh, my God, I'm loving this.
Oh, he was a Marine with Uncle Lorne.
Oh, my God, are you serious? I've got military men. Wow. I really do have soldiers in my family. I have warriors. I'm loving this. Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. I was just like, man, you got to tell me more about it. Oh, my gosh. You have to send me this stuff, like the link to, like, your grandfather. Like, send me stuff when you have a chance to write, you know, privately, so I can, like, look up this stuff myself. And I'd be like, yeah, this is my family. This is awesome. Now I don't feel like such a freak anymore.
It's really – it's really our parents that we have to find this stuff from. I only know bits and pieces of it. You know, I think it really comes down to trying to get the information from my mom or trying to get it from Uncle Mike or Uncle Lauren. You know, they're the history books of the family, and we need to learn from them. Otherwise, that history might be lost, and that would be a shame.
Yeah, because I'd like to preserve it and stuff, because it's like, you know, because it's kind of like I want to talk about family, because, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, it's just kind of makes me feel normal now, because I can talk about family, because I could never really talk about it before, but now I can, so I'm like, whoa, it's like it's something off my chest. It's like, oh, I can breathe, I'm like, whoa. This is such a great feeling. I'm like, I should go make snow angels in the snow today or something.
Have you had the chance to meet Don the Dragon Wilson?
I didn't meet him. I mean, it's something where he's like really busy and stuff, but I think I'm going to, when he has time, he might be like a guest on my show. He's called me. Because I had his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, on my show, And James had called in, his brother called in, and then Don called in and was like, I can't have my brother out talk me because he's so funny. And I'm trying to make a film. You know, it's like I have to write the story, it's one step at a time, about ninja samurais, and I think I'm going to have terracotta warriors in the film. And I don't want to talk too much about it on the air, but because of my love of action films and watching so many great overseas, I know I could do a really awesome film. And I am writing things, you know, people in my Don Wilson, I'm thinking have samurai, like I'm having Teen Samurai, Teen Ninja, Bad Guys, and one of my ninja pals, Stephen Lambert, he actually, he's been working in Hollywood for many years, and he doubles for James Woods. And I'm, like, thinking of having, you know, Stephen, he really does all those stunts. He's been on top of the Statue of Liberty. He's chased Chuck Norris in a dune buggy. He's gonna be a big cojones if he's chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy in a film. So, like, he's really awesome. He's really cool. He's just so very down to earth. And it's like, I was like, yeah, that's my ninja pal. And he's like, he was an American ninja. And it's like, I've had so many people, like, the stunt people that have been out there in Hollywood besides Steven. I had Keith Vitelli on my show. And just many, many mean people, but Steven, oh my gosh, I'm going to have him back on my show, and he's going to, I think I'm going to have him as Bad Ninja and have James Woods. I'm trying to, you know, I want to write James Woods as a bad guy because all you have to say is James Woods. There's no, you don't even have to say anything. You just say his name and you just run away. He's a crazy bad guy, and he would just be awesome, and it's just something that I know I can do. You know,
have you noticed that Kane Kisugi has a movie out?
Which one? Which?
It's called Ninja 2.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
And that's the son of Sho Kisugi.
Seriously? I just saw that I just saw the advertisement on Netflix. And I saw it showed a picture of a ninja. He's dressed all in black. And I'm like, I got to have to sit down. Maybe I'll watch that today. And, yeah, Sho Kisugi, he was in ninja films where Steven, he doubled for him.
Yeah, he was back in the 80s, early 90s. Yeah, Sho Kisugi, he was probably my first ninja god, I think, was Sho Kisugi. He was just incredible. And I'm really excited to see what his son can do. I know he's had two sons that he's trained really, really well, so I'm really interested in seeing that movie.
Oh, now I'm going to watch it. After I go off the radio show today, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to click on Netflix and check it out because now I'm so psyched. I can't wait. Now I'm going to see this awesome ninja film because I did see it, but I was like, I got to watch it because Sundays I try to do a little bit catching up with napping, you know, because I'm so busy. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So people are like, why are you napping in the afternoon? I says, well, because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, standard Eastern time every day, and people are like, you old lady, you. And I'm just like, well, I get up at 3 a.m. They're like, why you get up at 3 a.m., you weirdo? And I'm like, I don't know. I think that's the creative sign at 3 a.m. or something. So I'm sitting there going, trying to network and trying to figure out, you know, other things. Sometimes I work out a little bit, not a lot. I have to go full force in that, but you know, here I am. Now I'm all psyched now. I just want to end my radio show right now just to go see the film.
Hey, aren't you involved with the Stuntmen's Hall of Fame?
Oh, yes. I right live on my ear, John G. Hagner, the founding father for the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. He's now 85 years old. He's been collecting things for 65 years, which is in storage. And when he came on the show, he asked me to come on board as an advisor. And I was like, whoa, and I was really blown away. So he sent me the certificate, so now I'm a board advisor for the Hollywood Stuntmen Hall of Fame. And it's something where I did the whole month of December, my shows, I was trying to raise money for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame because they're trying to open it up again, the museum. And there's people that, I know that Jackie Chan is one of the new inductees. I mean, he's an older generation, but coming on board, I'm a younger generation. So it's something that it's not just for the past, Stuntman's Hall of Fame, but it's for the present and, you know, also for the future. So that's why I was trying very hard. You know, I said to have people go check out the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, you know, donate money. I think it's tax deductible. It was founded in 1973. It went nonprofit, I think, 1984, but everything's been in storage. And John actually lives out in Moab, Utah. And since John is getting older, the best thing I could do to think of a location is in Moab, Utah, because I think in not saying, I don't like to call people old, but John is a little bit older. I mean, he still works and stuff, but I think it would be a wonderful thing because this man has collected so many things over decades, you know, for years. I think it would be a beautiful tribute to John, founding father, to have the building, the museum in Utah. So then it's like it's closer to him, so you know, he can visit at any time because it's his lifetime of work where there's so many things he's collected. And I would love to see that happen, but, you know, it takes money to do everything. So if I had the money, believe me, I would have given the money donated to the Stuntman's Hall of Fame. If I was like, you know, if I was rich like Tom Cruise and stuff, I was like, listen, here's $1 million. You want that museum? There you go. Because it's to honor, you know, other people that I'd like to see inducted too, because it's like, people that I think would deserve to be inducted. I mean, I'm a board of advisor, but I would love to see like Don the Dragon Wilson, people like Michael Jai White, other people, and it's just like to see, you know, have them inducted into it because there's people that I've seen growing up that I would love to see get inducted to these, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I would love it because, you know, like I said, I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja.
Well, I'm sure there's enough people in the world that love you. If you put it out, you know, if you believe in your heart and you put it out there, I'm sure you'll get what you want out of life.
I sure hope so, because it's, you know, I'm trying the best I can. As much as happy I would like to see, because it'd be for the stunt community, and they've given me so much. They've just, you know, they've whisked me away when I've been sad and stuff, and I'm sitting in the movie theater for a couple hours and there I was, forgetting about everything. And I see these wonderful stuntmen and women doing these things, and I'd be, like, sitting there with my jaw dropped to the ground. And I'd be drooling, going, what are they going to do? I'm like, what are they going to do? What crazy stunts are they going to do? And I loved it. And I understand that they're putting their life on the line. And for me, you know, as you know, growing up, we didn't have the technology. We couldn't stop films if it was on cable. You couldn't see the credits and everything. So it was like you never knew for many years who did the stunt work until, you know, with all the technology, now we can Google everything. So it's kind of like
they never really got the acknowledgement that they deserve. They risked their lives for our entertainment, and the only name you see on the screen is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They definitely didn't get definitely don't get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah. And it's like people that I'm like, this is stuff that I've seen for years, and you know that. I mean, you've been into the action stuff, and it's like just seeing, and it's like a person like for me, myself, who I would love to see, Don the Dragon Wilson, he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. And I would be like, I would love to see him get inducted, you know, into the Hall of Fame. I would like, there's other people and stuff that I would like, you know, it's like, here's some other things, and just like, you know, have a big ceremony or something. It's like, I know it takes work, but it's just something that I would like to give to my heart back as a thank you to the men and women that made me so happy ever since I was a little kid, you know, doing crazy stuff, jumping off buildings back home where I thought I was going to get a spanking, you know, doing crazy stuff. I never got caught because you just, I mean, I wouldn't tell little kids to go and do this stuff because I was like a teenager, and behind my house back in Boston, we had the triple deckers, and one house got burnt, and we played this crazy sadistic game called Friday the 13th, and a kid would be, I don't tell kids to do this at home, but he was playing Jason, and he had a stick, and if he got a hold of you, you got beat by Jason with a stick. This is how crazy we were, right? It was called Friday the 13th, so there was like, it was like nobody lived in the building. It was all abandoned. So if you got a hold of it, you could beat you with a stick or lock you in the basement with the rats and the like everything in the basement. And if you were on the third floor in the back, you'd have to jump off the third floor so you would avoid beating. And we only had mattresses on the ground. And it's like, we just did these things. This, because we're crazy. And this had nothing to do with, you know, being filmed and stuff. I did a lot of crazy stuff. And I was like, man, I wish, you know, back then I could have gotten to films because I did a lot of crazy stuff. I don't tell kids to go and do this stuff, but now I understand because it's in my bloodline. It's all you guys' fault. It's your fault. It's Uncle Lloyd. It's Travis. It's Grandma. And now I hear about, you know, now I hear about, like, your grandfather who's related to me who went out and adventure and laughter and, like, whatever, frostbite and found out there on the woods. I'm going, yeah. I get all crazy bloodline in my family, and I'm just like, this is awesome. This is crazy awesome. Now it, like, makes sense. My life finally makes sense for once in my life. It's just like, oh, man, I just can't wait. After I get off the radio show, I'm going to go watch that ninja thing, and I'll be, like, going, Kez! I'll be writing all over Facebook later going, hey, Kez, this is awesome. I just know it. Oh, my gosh. And I only had a half a cup of coffee. Can you believe that?
That's a good thing, Kelly.
Yeah, no, I like, because I have a cup of coffee. I think it's because I've been up since, like, 4 o'clock in the morning trying to set my Blog Talk Radio, this thing today. And I was like, sometimes it doesn't set it right away. And I'm like, oh, crappity crap. Sometimes I set it, you know, because I went to set yesterday, and we've been working on things. And, you know, and another thing, too, the things that I'm doing, right, it's because the stunt people and people like yourself, Lance, that have given me inspiration, and now here I am connected with people. Like, I try not to make the whole thing about myself. I don't want to sound selfish, but, you know, everybody, director, Jorge Cor de Liza, all the other actresses from Valcare, the camera people, the wardrobe people from our film set, is being able to work with them. And someone given me an opportunity to do a lead in a film, and here I am. It's so much hard work, and even to know that I'm going to have to work out even more, and, you know, just thinking about inspirations, like, you've given me so much inspiration today, Lance, and I'm just going to cry right now. I just want to say thank you for calling and stuff, and I just feel so honored to have people in my bloodline of the Warriors. I know I repeat myself, but I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm jumping up and down my bed. Can you tell?
I never know when your show's going to be on. I can't. Sometimes I'll catch it on Facebook and go, oh, I just missed the show by 2 minutes.
Well, it's since we're on the East Coast, it's the same time. Sunday's at noon. And then it's Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., but remember, it is also archived, and you can also hear it. You know, I'm going to be getting other, you know, guests on my show, and I'm always looking even for more martial artists and stuff. And, you know, if there's people, you know, that if you're connected to, if you can get them saying, you know, I love martial artists and stunt people, if you can get them for my show, let me know. And I would be so honored to have them on there because I'm pretty sure a lot of people – that they do love that. They do, you know, I know, like, entertainment is a business, and it's not necessarily about me, but it's, like, what you can give to, you know, people out there. And I know stunts, it's not just here in America, but I've been doing my homework, and it's international. You know, martial arts and stuff in different countries, fans, I've seen so many fans love martial arts. So it is something to give to the world. It's not about myself, but to give back in my own way. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do, to find people that people love to bring to my show. You know what I mean? That's so, if you know people, let me know.
I think you might enjoy talking to Sufu Nick Graceman. Bosun Mark was his Sufu. You know who Bosun Mark is?
Who is it?
Bosun Mark.
It sounds familiar. Who?
That's Donnie Yen's mother?
Seriously, yes. If you know her, oh, my gosh. You want to hear how I did not know, and I want to kick myself, okay? That it's like in Boston where she taught. I did not know this until I moved out of Boston, okay? I just want to bend over now. You can, like, just, like, kick me in my behind, and I'm like, seriously, I love Donnie Yen. And I'm sitting here going, these are the people that I've been around to try to, like, block me from these wonderful things. And I'm going, are you serious? And I've been around Chinatown. I did not know this. And I would just want to just kick me. Just please, I'll just bend over where you are right now. I'll let you, like, mentally kick me in my butt, okay? I'm just sitting here going, did not know that.
And she learned from Yang Chenfu, who was, I think, maybe, I think the fourth lineage holder for the Yang family, Teshi Huan. I don't remember. I'd have to look that back up in my booklet to see what the family tree is. But, yeah, he's, I bet you you'd probably enjoy talking to him a lot. I'd have to reach out to him and see if I can get him to call you one of these days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you can get them, I would be so honored. And I'm very respectful in another things, too, with my show. Since I'm in charge, I never allow anyone to ever call in, be disrespectful to my guests. I've done about 145 shows. Like I've had, you know, besides Stephen Lambert, Keith Vitale, Johnny Crane, who fought with Jet Li. He worked with Jet Li, got to fight with him. He interviewed Jackie Chan. He's done other things, too. He's done, like, he's a stand-up comedian. I've had Douglas Wong on my show. He's really cool. He's so down-to-earth. And all these people that I'm writing for, like, you know, parts in my film for, having ideas for them. Douglas Wong taught. Kevin Sorbo. Lucy
Douglas
Wallace.
Wong, he's a great martial artist. I've seen some of his stuff. He's excellent.
He's such a wise person, and it's like I'm thinking have him as well. He's on Team Ninja. He's not ninja per se, but he is him and his son Travis Wong, who really is a ninja. He played on G.I. Joe. One of the things I can think of the top of my head is a red ninja on the side of a mountain, and his son Travis Wong. He's in high demand. I mean, he can't even add anybody on his Facebook page anymore. But Travis is also. I'm writing, thinking of ideas to have him on Team Ninja, because Travis Wong really is a ninja. I've seen him in costume and stuff. So just to have those people, to have also with my film, the Ninja Samurai with a little bit of the Terracotta Warriors, to have two generations, not just like Douglas Wong and Don Dragon Wilson, but their sons, you know, have them, two generations on my film. Because really think about it, the newer generation and also the older generation, can you imagine father and son, you know, working in a film together? And I think fans would really love it, would just love to see that. Another thing, too, is that with Samurai, okay, Don the Dragon Wilson and Jonathan, their bloodline is Japanese. So it's kind of like I can picture it where I took a program and I took Don Wilson's head and put it in a samurai's costume, and I was like, yeah, because no one, Don's never played a samurai. And I'm like, why did no one ever see this? Because Don, with his facial expression, he is samurai. And then I took his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, and put that on a horse, like it was already, you know, took his head and put him there, and he was also samurai. And I know ninja's Japanese, but, you know, I mean, I do understand that. But also to show, because I know with history in Hollywood and stuff, they most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time through the history, they show people, you know, with blonde eyes, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, they're always seen to be mostly the good guy. I mean, it's been showing anybody that's been Asian always been like the bad guys. I mean, it's been growing more steadily. It's changed. But what I want to do, I'm doing the opposite. You know, I'm doing like, I'm showing the samurais and the ninjas are going to be all the good people. And James Woods, right, he's always the bad guy. I'm going to have him the bad guy. And I've connected with this kid, Matt, which also stunts, right? He does stunts. He's a young guy, good-looking guy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm hoping to try to get him to play the son of James Woods and have them be the bad guys. So it's kind of like changing things up and, you know, showing this. And I think I have, you know, what it takes to make a really great action film. It's just writing it one thing at a time, because I'll get so overwhelmed and I'll sabotage myself. I'll be like, oh, it's so write it first. So it's kind of like, now you've inspired me, you know, so much more. I was like, yeah, I've got the know-how because now I have ninjas and warriors in my family. It's in my bloodline. Yeah. I'm going to feel like, you know, like in the Japanese films where they, like, you know, in Japanese films, like, you know how, like, when they're yelling and they've got that voice, it's kind of like, real deep Japanese, like scary voice. I'm just like, I don't know if it's Japanese, but you know what I'm talking about. They're like, and you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I get the know-how. Studying great action films from overseas, so I can represent knowing how Don Wilson's, how his, you know, his films, and giving an idea since his son, Jonathan, they got that look, and, you know, Douglas, how he is, and his son, Travis, writing things just for them. James Woods writing something just for him, and just, you know, a lifetime to put in one film, and just keep studying, and it's just bringing the investors afterwards. And I think if you have, for some reason, if you have named peoples, if you can get named peoples attached to a film, it seems like investors are more into that. And I'm learning that I think you have to make 12% back on the film. I'm trying to be businesslike and think, what do people want to see? Because I'm going to be in the film, but people aren't going to care about me. It's realistically, even though I have the heart for it and the, like, you know. But the reality is, in business, unless you're doing an indie film, but if you want to make a money back, like even I think 12%, a business person sat me down and said to me, like, I think you got to at least make 12% back on a film. And so it's kind of like thinking, well, the people that I really like, and I'm thinking tradition family, Don Wilson and Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, and just like giving them props because they've just been sweethearts, and it's just being connected with people that I look up with, you know, look up to, and having them in a film, both generations, I think that would be a wonderful thing. And I know that people, they love the traditions family. You know, it's just something that I see on the page. I mean, I don't know if you can check it out. If you want to check it out, I put it on my Facebook page. So, you know what I mean? It's something that if you want to check out. And just thank you so much for, you know, calling in. I was hoping someone else would call in, but I thought Melissa would call in, but maybe she went back to bed or something. I was like, I think Aunt Hazel, because I don't know if she's sleeping at all, because Aunt Hazel's up at the craziest times, and it's like, it's almost like 4 o'clock in the morning, Aunt Hazel's up, and it's like, I'm trying to, like, answer her, because she's, like, in Montana, and here I am on the East Coast, which is really strange. It's how many hours difference, and it's like, Aunt Hazel, what time are you on the computer, you know, answering to my Facebook page, and I'm trying to answer her back, because, you know, it's time zones. You try to communicate with people, and that's another thing, too, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get people at the same time, and it's very hard if you want to call someone, different time zones, but thank goodness we're on the same time zone. So, I'm like, I didn't know how much time you had, but it seems like you were my first hour.
It's a Sunday. I've already done my morning training routine. I just got a clean house and do a little bit of housework around the place. But, yeah, I had time this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much. You'll have to, if you can, send me that information so I can look up on the name that you told me of your grandfather, so I can go and Google it and look up the information myself. If you have any information, just privately message me on Facebook. And I'm just like, you know, more about my heritage. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. Thank you so much, Lance. I'm so excited. This is better than having an extra cup of coffee. You woke me up.
Blessings to your day, my beautiful cousin. I hope you keep smiling, and I hope the world makes you happy.
Well, thank you so much, and we've got to have a Skype session. Definitely have a Skype session. I'll try to keep the kitty under control so she doesn't eat me alive while we're talking to each other on Skype.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to figure that one out. I have to look into it first. I don't even really know what it is, but that's all right, you know. I can learn.
Oh, yeah, look it up. It's free. If you have a computer with a camera on it, like a laptop or something, look it up. It's totally free. You just download the app Skype, Skype, and then I can give you my handle. I can private message you stuff. We can video Skype. It's like, It's like as if you're right there. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool. It's like the Jetsons, you know?
I'm sure one of my students have got it somewhere. I'll have to talk to my students about it.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much calling in. And, Lance, you know, just enjoy the rest of the Sunday, and we'll talk soon.
All right, my love. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, Pete, that was just so cool that I have my cousin Lance call in. And it's like, yeah, I know I'm going to talk about traditions and you know, it's on the Dragon Wilson, but, you know, I never know what to expect on my radio show because it's not really scripted. I have a subject or sometimes I have a guest and stuff, and it's just, there I am, you know. I mean, traditions, you know, it's about family and such, and the traditions, it's spelled, instead of an S at the end, it's a Z, and it is about family. Even the clothing itself, if you go to check out and take a look at it, I'm just so super pumped because I got to work out a little bit more. I'm going to be doing a photo shoot with, they sent me three T-shirts, and they have dragons on them. So I have a photographer, Tara, who I actually kind of met on a film set, Central Realism, where I played a ninja and a zombie. I actually had my Kato costume, and I actually did a small seen as Head Boss Ninja in that film, an indie film, and I made a connection with her because I kept trying to look for a photographer, so I says, look, I'm trying to do a photo shoot, you know, just a regular photo shoot, maybe like in jeans, and I have three shirts. I have one that's red, green, and white of Traditions Family, and I'm looking to see, you know, just a regular something, and I think the photographers that I was looking and going all these forms and stuff, and I says, I want a regular, you know, something that's kind of cute, you know, it doesn't have to be crazy, just, you know, something that's inside, can't really shoot it out here with the snowbanks or all the way up to the windows here because it's really cold outside, so I need some sort of inside, you know, place to shoot it. And I don't know what it is, but some of the photographers seem to want me to shoot naked, and I'm like, what? I'm like, it's a T-shirt, and they want to show me off in a sexy way in a T-shirt and underwear, and I'm like, that's not how I want to promote this. Traditions is a family value company, so it's showing people that are fully clothing. Now, I know out there that may work for some things, but this is not how you represent the tradition family values of this company. It's like men, women, little kids. And it has to do with martial arts. I mean, maybe certain things may work for some people, but it's okay to show photo shoots of being fully clothed. And people are going to think I'm so totally against, you know, women, beautiful women. And no, it's not that. It's what I want to show of myself. I want to represent the T-shirt in traditions, in that family values, you know, in a way that I'm going to represent and, like, really show. Because, I don't know, maybe someday, you know, because I am hoping to move out there someday, and I really like Don the Dragon Wilson. Like I said, I would love to see him get inducted into the Hollywood Hall of Fame, you know, myself. I would love to see him because he's a really great honorable man. He's a living legend. He's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. And, you know, to kind of be connected to this man, I want to represent his company in a right way. And, you know, maybe it's something, sounds crazy, but it's like I would love to work for the company for traditions. It's not just because it's Don the Dragon Wilson. I love dragons T-shirts. You don't even understand, people, but here in America, for me to try to find T-shirts that really fit me, that make me feel comfortable, that I really like, I've been only finding, like, you know, things that were, like, either too small, like way too small for me because I don't know what clothing companies, you know, women come in all different shapes and sizes. You know, I'm about 5'8", so my arms are long. And sometimes with shirts, my arms would stick out of them longer, and I'm like, okay, this is not working for me. So I would either have to try to get a dragon on a T-shirt that was for men, and it's kind of like, you know, like really big. Some shirts, I really like wearing, you know, nice, comfortable clothing and stuff, but, you know, sometimes I want something, because I am a woman, I want it to fit my figure. So when I was sent these T-shirts, I fell in love with them. I'm not kidding. I love their Traditions T-shirts, and for them to have dragons on it, oh, my God, I just, like, fell in love with them. I'm even afraid to wear my Traditions T-shirts dragons because I don't even want to get them dirty. I want to actually put them in a photo frame and hang them on my wall. I know the clothing, but I love the T-shirts that much. I just want to put them in a frame and hang them up in my house. I just can't help it. That's just the way I am, but they're so cool. I just love them so much. So I'm going to have to find something. I want to do a photo shoot, you know, to represent them fully clothing, which shouldn't be anything wrong with it, just like how I'm seeing on Traditions on their page, you know, to represent them in a way that they are represented by regular people. You know, it's like they show a lot of the stunt people and stuff wear them, like Cynthia Rothrock. She wears them and stuff, and other, you know, other stunt women are Cheryl Willa Duncan, who was a stunt woman on my show. She wears the shirts and stuff like that. So it's kind of like I want to stick to how they're promoting the T-shirts. You know, just a regular photo shoot, just Shelly being Shelly and loving her Dragons T-shirt. The best that I could do right now for the T-shirts, where else do mostly people on Facebook take pictures? But they take pictures in the bathroom. And the funny thing is, I take better pictures of everything else. I'm kind of taking pictures of myself, I'm not really that good. So when I went to take a picture of me in the red T-shirt with the dragon, it was really strange because it was funny because one, I have three bathroom lights. One of the other bathroom light, it was broken. So I went to take a picture, and it's kind of funny because the way it looked and made the picture look like it was glowing. And the shirt does not glow. It's not glow in the dark, anything. So when I put the picture of the red dragon shirt on my Facebook page, it looks like it was glowing. I'm like, no, that was just in my bathroom. I didn't do anything special effect or anything like that. And it's really strange because it's like the camera that I was using was actually from my cell phone, which actually right now is not the greatest in the world, but I was like, I want to put the T-shirt on and take some sort of picture right now, and I guess it looks okay, so it's just a show that I was like, you know, I really love these T-shirts, and I'm like all smiling, so I got my dragon T-shirt on, and I just like love them so much. I get so super pumped. I was like, I love dragons. Hey, a long time ago in my early 20s, I even had a little dragon tattoo, which was dedicated to Bruce Lee. It's just this cute little thing that's on the back of my right back shoulder blade. I was like, you know, maybe someday I'll get an awesome dragon one, like a really cool one or something. I don't know. I'll have to see how my life goes. Because tattoos are really expensive, you know? So, yeah, they're money. They're not cheap, people. Especially if you're looking for a good tattoo artist. But I wanted to bring up a little about Don the Dragon Wilson and his traditions. Hold on for a second. As the snow plow goes by my house, so if you hear something, yes, that is my, that was the snowplow that just went by. I don't know if anybody heard that, but I'm bringing up Don the Dragon Wilson on his IMDb page. And I'm actually, this is something that's actually about, I'm going to also look up on Wikipedia too. Hopefully this is somewhat, you know, give me one moment, Leandrion. Don the Dragon Wilson. Okay, let's bring this up. Wikipedia. Okay, so I'm bringing up the Wikipedia about Don the Dragon Wilson. And by the way, yes, you know something? See, I picture him as a samurai. And, you know, samurai, people that don't know that are into martial arts or action or anything, know about history, samurai, you know, they are Japanese, and Don the Dragon Wilson, his bloodline is Japanese. So how much more authentic to get someone who is Japanese to play a samurai? Come on now. The man is tall. He's like, you know, I think his legs are about the whole size of the body length of my body. I'm 5'8", so I think Don Wilson's legs are the size of my legs, which is 5'8". Man's tall. I mean, his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, is even taller than Don Dragon Wilson. I was like, man, what did Don Wilson feed his son? Let's see. Okay, Don the Dragon Wilson. Don the Dragon Wilson, it says here, born September 10th, 1954, is in 11-time world kickboxing champion, a martial arts hall of famer, a kickboxer who has scored 47 knockouts in a five-decade career and an action film star. See, 47 knockouts in a five-decade career in an action film star. Yes, 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 yes. Of course, you know, me not wanting to be Bobby, I always want to be a ninja. Of course, that's the stuff I love. Okay, this is biography, and I hope this stuff is right. I hope this is, I'm getting this is, you know, written off Wikipedia. So, it says his early life. And I love this because it does say about his mom, because his mom, Japanese. Yes, I love it. I love it, Japanese bloodline here. Yes, samurai. That's what I'm pitching, Don Dragon Wilson. Wilson was born to an American father and Japanese mother in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and grew up on Florida's Space Coast. He attended St. Andrew's School in Boca Raton, Florida. After high school, Wilson went to the Coast Guard Academy in New London. A Coast Guard! Man, so he's kind of like a soldier? Well, Coast Guard, you know, I mean, hey, that's kind of cool. He was in the service, too. New London, Connecticut, in the fall of 1972. Oh, gosh, here I go with my Boston accent. Oh, my God, I'm going to slaughter this. I'll spell it for you guys. He began studying Goju Ryu. It's G-O-J-U-R-Y-U karate with Sensei Chuck Merriman for 2 hours a week for 1 year. In 1973, Wilson left the military, earned an AA degree in electrical engineering at Brevard Community College in Florida. During this time, Wilson was trained by his brother Jim Wilson in Pai Lum Kung Fu, and that's spelled P-A-I-L-U-M as in Michael, Kung Fu. Don's nickname, the Dragon, was used in his first kickboxing match. He also had two other nicknames that were used at times during his long career. In July 1977, Wilson defeated Howard Hayden. In a report of the match in Official Karate magazine, the reporter wrote, Don Wilson's showboat tactics have seen him through a couple of fights, but the flash won't last long when the going gets tough. Wilson said he was hugely insulted. A few people began to refer to him as Don the Flash Wilson. Oh, my gosh. Listen, you people that refer to them that dissing Don Wilson, that's not right, which rarely got his goat. Wilson said that this inspired him to do something. I got serious, he said. Wilson's third nickname was Hoshino. H-O-S-H-I-N-O. I hope I said that right. Hoshino, which was only used in Japan. He was also there as Don Hoshino Wilson. After that, Wilson trained with Bill Superfoot Wallace and credits Wallace for improving his kicking ability. Wilson had a long and successful career in the ring. He was perhaps the best known and most successful kickboxer of his era. His teacher, Pai Lum Tao Kung Fu, also known as White Dragon Kung Fu, which is how he obtained his nickname. And I'm just scrolling up here. Just give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Just checking this stuff out. So that's a little bit of his early life. And what it says here is kickboxing career. Wilson won a total of 11 world titles with several sanctioned bodies that included the IKF, WKA, KICK, K-I-C-K, I-S-K-A, STAR, S-T-A-R, and the PKO. He won his IKF, www.ikfkickboxing.com, FCR Cruiserweight World title on May 15, 1999 in Lowell, Massachusetts, USA, when he defeated Dick Kimber, Lynn, Massachusetts, U.S. Pro 23-3/21 a.m. And what is it? At the end of the third round, Wilson came alive and exploded with a flurry that eventually knocked Kimber to the floor motionless. Referee Dan Stell counted Kimber out on the floor, a count that went into a round break. Kimber never stood up during the count. Having never been challenged for his title, Wilson voluntarily retired it to move down to light heavyweight division, where he eventually retired from fighting a few years later. Hall of Fame 2010 by WKL World Kickboxing League, www.wklkickboxing.com. According to Insight Kung Fu Presents Kickboxing Magazine, August 1992, Don Wilson's kickboxing record was listed as 69 wins, 5 losses, 2 draws, 46, count them, 46 knockout wins, and 6 kick knockouts. 45 knockout wins and 3 no contests. On page 64, Wilson's first match with Bill Knobloch and it's K-N-O-B-L-O-K in Orlando, Florida in December 1974, and listed as a 3-round no contest. However, on page 52 in the same issue, Wilson said about his fight with him, but Bill won the third round by a larger margin than I had won the first, so he won the bout. Today, the official result of this fight was listed as a no contest on Wilson's official fight record because when he decided to fight for a PKA, Joe Corley felt the rule of the bout was quite different from those of PKA. Corley told Wilson to omit it. Omit. O-M-I-T. Wilson's kickboxing career spanned 4 decades. His first fight was with Bill in 1974, and his last fight, a 10th-round knockout victory over Eddie Butcher on July 19, 2002 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He defeated, among others, world champions Branko Katic, James Waring, Dennis Alexio, and Maury Smith. Wilson fought a draw with another champion, Jean-Yves Theraud, in 79 bouts. Wilson was only knocked out by Glenn McMorris in 1980. Wilson's kickboxing record is listed as 72-5-2, 48 knockouts with 3 no contests. He was scheduled to make a comeback at 58 years old against an unnamed opponent in a 10-rounder in Istanbul, Turkey in 2013. However, at the last minute, the fight in Istanbul was canceled due to whatever thing. So maybe there might be another, you never can tell. Things could happen. And it's just like, it just goes on about his titles and such here. So you can actually, check that out. So Don's been, very busy man. And he's the, you got to check out his company, Traditions, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z. And, can check out the, actually says, Welcome Tradition Clothes. This is the website. It says now shipping, not just in America, but to Canada, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, France, Germany, Thailand, India, Italy, Mexico, United Kingdom, South Korea, South Africa, Poland, and Singapore. So there's many places that they actually do ship, the Traditions clothing line. And it's really, really cool. You guys got to check that out. So, it's just, he's just awesome. Don Dragon Wilson is just awesome, 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 awesome. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks of Don Dragon Wilson, but, he's just a very down-to-earth man. His energy is incredible at 59 years old. I hope I'm just like Don the Dragon Wilson, at his age. He just keeps going and going. And the man's incredible. So, check out that stuff. And Don the Dragon Wilson, he's going to be doing some films and stuff. And, man, I would love to see him get into the inducted Hollywood Hall of Fame. I don't know how that really works. I mean, being on a board advisor, I would love to see him being inducted into that. for me personally, really, really, truly would love. But, like I said, I don't know how that really works. So, I'll have to find out more about that. Anyway, for all those that have tuned in, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, supporting my show. And maybe someday I'll actually get Don on my show and let you guys know. So, everyone, just enjoy your Sunday afternoon. If you guys have dreams out there, whatever it may be, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. So remember that and keep on dreaming. And just like with anything else in this life, just try to stay positive as best you have. And I was so happy for the first hour, my cousin Lance, calling in on here. Just feel very blessed and having worries in my family. So it's really kind of cool to know those things and just keep on, dreaming. Because if I can do things of my own dreams, you guys can too. Seriously, truthfully, just believe in yourself. And as I start the show up, one of my theme songs is a battle song. It's actually from the film that I'm working on, Falcyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. You can check everybody out that is part of the film set. Check out Horace Accord, Delisa himself, all the other actresses, the camera people, everyone that is part of the film. You can go and check it out there. So I'm ending the show. Always on a positive note. I'm just a spaz, as you know, and just, looking forward to 2014 because I'm also looking forward to Chinese New Year. I've been doing my Chinese New Year cleaning, and I feel so good because you know why? 2014, it's going to be the year of the ninja. Well, everyone, enjoy your Sunday afternoon. All right, peace out.